Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis, four lines on the bottom of Daf Mem Alef Mem Beis. In our Mishnah, we stated, Ish Mekadosh, Boi Vishlucha, Ha Ish Meskadesh, Bo Vishlucha, Ha Ish Mekadosh, Bita, Kshi Naira, Boi Vishlucha. And the Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that there's a din of Shlichas? And the Gemara brought three different Makaris, either from Gittin, where the Pasuk says, Beshilchon Beisai, and we learned that Hu is a Shliach, and Malabin Shi is a Shliach, and we also learned that she could also make a Shliach. And in regard to Truma, the Torah says, Kain Terimu, Gam, Atem, and we learn out from the Lashon Gam, Lurabis is a Shliach, and finally the Gemara brought him a car, but a Gay Kachim, there would be Shulman Karcha stated, Minayin Shishluch Shalad Kamaisai, Shinemet, it says regarding Karm Pesach, Shachtu Aisai, Kol Kal Hadassiso, Bein Abayim. We saw that potentially we could learn from a Mamatino just from the Pasuk Bede Gay Gayrishin, as well as for the Pasuk Bede Gay Kachim, and we don't necessarily need the carbon Bede Gay Truma. However, the Gemara brought that according to Rabbi Shimon, we need all three Psukim, as we learned in the Gemara, and therefore we had three Makaris once again. From Gerishin, from Truma, and from Kachim. In our Gemara begins that Lachira b'negei Kachim, the Gemara brought a pasuk of a Shachtu Aisei Kol Kal Dasso Bein Abayim, and therefore the Gemara is Hanichla Rabbi Shulman Kacha. This makes sense according to Rabbi Shulman Kacha. Al Rabbi Yenison, the Mapik Leil Hakar L'Drash Shachina Minolam, but according to Rabbi Yenison, who we will see in a moment, learns from this pasuk a different drasha. Therefore, how will he know that this din of Shlichus b'negei Kachim? And what does Rabbi Yenison use this pasuk for? The Tanya is willing to the Brisa. Rabbi Yenison Imre, Rabbi Yenison states, Minayin Shekal Yisol Kulin Yaitzim. Pesach Echad, then how do we know that all of Klai Yisrael could be Yitzha with one Karim Pesach, even though as Rashi says, She'im Bei Kazayis Echol Echad, that there won't be enough for a Kazayis for every single one of Klai Yisrael, the Kasava Achilas Pesachim Loi Ma'akva Ozrikas Dam L'chuda, that by the gate of mitzvah of bringing Karim Pesach, then there are two mitzvahs. One is to bring the Karim Pesach, and one is the Achilas Karim Pesach, but regarding the Chiv to actually bring it and not be Chayiv Karis, all you have to do is bring the Karim Pesach, even if you don't personally eat from the Karim Pesach, you will still be Yitzchiyev of bringing Karm Pesach and continue on that Membezim Lav, and Rabbi Yenison brings a pasuk Shinema Veshach Tuaisa Kol Kal Dasol Bein Abayim. Mashmoisa, the pasuk is that every single person in Klai Yisrael has to shech their own Karm Pesach, and the Gemara therefore is Pechikol Kol Kulum Shechlin. Is it true that every single person in the congregation has to shech the Karm Pesach? Certainly, the Torah speaks about Menuyin and about joining a group, and therefore not every single person has to shech the Karm Pesach. V'lo in the Shechet Ela Echad, there is only requirement for one person out of every group to Shech the Karm Pesach. And therefore, Rabbi Yenison explains that when the Pasuk states, Beshachatu Ha'isai Kol Kal Dasol Bein Abayim, it must be telling us that for the entire congregation of Klai Yisrael, all you need is one Karm Pesach. And as the Gemara says, Elamikan, Shekol Yisrael, Yaitzim Pesach Echad. And therefore, Gemara is, Shlichas Bekachim Menolei, the Lachayah quote Rabbi Yenison, since he used the Pasuk of Beshachatu Ha'isai Kol Kal Dasol Bein Abayim to teach us that Klai Yisrael is Yaitzim Pesach Echad, then how does he know the whole concept of Shlichas Bekachim? And the Gemara answers, Minei, from this Pasuk itself and from this din itself, we see that one person could shecht on behalf of all Klai Yisrael, and therefore we see that that one person becomes the shliach of the entire Klai Yisrael, and that is a din of shlichus by kachim. And the Gemara asks, "V'dilma shani hasim the isle shutfis begavayu?" Maybe over there, the reason why shlichus could work is because that member of Klai Yisrael that will shecht the Karim Pesach is part of the group of Klai Yisrael that has a bailus in this animal, and since he is one of shutfim in the animal, maybe that's why he could be a shliach to go and shecht for everyone else. However, we still would not know that there's a din that someone else that has no shaykhis to this animal could go and shecht on someone else's behalf. And how do we know that a shliach that is not a shutif in this animal will be able to shecht on behalf of someone else and be a shliach? And I in the top Tesis who points out Pirish Aval Shavi Shliach Hechad Lecha Shutfis Minole, as we explain. And Tesis says Ve'in Loima De'in Achinami Hechad Lecha Loi Shutfis Begavayu Loi Masi Shavi Shliach. As maybe we could say that when a person is not a shutif in this animal, that maybe you cannot remake him in shliach, and maybe the din of shliach would not work by kachim. And Taisa says, because we know in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim, we see clearly that a person can be a shliach even if he's not part of that group, and he's not part of the menuyin of the group, and he still could be a shliach. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, according to Rabbi Yenison, that how do we know that there's a possibility to be a shliach b'negei kachim when someone is not a shliach in that animal? Also, Ayin and Taisa, where he asked that Lachayu, why is the Gemara only asking at this point? V'dil Mashani Hasim the Islay Shutfas Begabayu, only when we're speaking about Rabbi Yenison. Lachayu, we should have asked this question even Rabbi Shulman Kacha, whose Mekorah Shlichus works by Kachim, is from this Pasagufa of the Shachter Oise Kol Kal Dasol Bein Abayim. And why is it that the Gemara waited until this point, until we're speaking about Rabbi Yenison, Ayin Tesis, and other Rishonim? And the Gemara continues that how does Rabbi Yenison know that there's a count of Shlichus by Kachim, even where a person is not a Shlich in that animal? And the Gemara says, El Mehacha, they knows it from the Pasuk that states, B'degei Karim Pesach, V'yichulahem, Ish Selah Beis Av, Ish Selah Bayis. Since the Pasuk starts off by saying, V'yichulahem, which is a Lashon Rabbim, and and then says ish. So we see that one person could go and buy a korban on behalf of everyone else, and he could be their shliach. And if we see there's a council shlichus b'negei kachim, and the Gemara is v'dil mahasim nami, this is shutfus b'gavayo. Maybe over there it's also talking about a case where this father or this man is going and buying on behalf of the rest of his family, and therefore he's a shutif within that korban, and that's why he has an ability to buy for the others, and he could be a shliach for them. But maybe it would be a case where it's not a shutif. Maybe shlichus would not work by kachim, and therefore the Gemara has the same question that we asked in the gate of pasuk of a shach roisa kolkal that saw bein abayim lefi rabbi nisin. And the Gemara answers im kain trei kray lomeli that in the chenami it's a valid question. But then why would he two psukim to teach us the din of shlichus bein gate of kachim? And therefore the Gemara explains him in an inyan lehecha the shayach. So if you don't need this pasuk for where it's brought and for the din that states, because in both cases we're talking about shufim tnei in lehecha the shayach. So now we will say that the extra pasuk of vichlem ish sela beisav sela bayis is coming to teach us that even if someone is not a shutif in this animal, he could still be a shliach b'negei kachim. And the Gemara continues that you still can't learn the din of shliach b'negei kachim from the pasuk v'ichlem ish sela beisav sela bayis, because haimi bayle lich Rabbi Yitzchak, that we need this pasuk for the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak teaches us that ish zeicha v'leah katan zeicha, that if someone wants to buy a carbon, then only a gadol could buy a carbon for everyone else and could be zeicha for others. However, a katan cannot be zeicha for others. As Rashi states, ish zeicha, that the pasuk tells us the lashon of ish and is teaching us that only a man could be zeicha for the rest of the mishpacha, and the reason why he could be a shliach for everyone else is because he's a shutif in this carbon, or the carbon in an inyan. And by the fact that he asked, the lachir is not necessary, because we already learned this from the pasuk of v'shachtu isik kol chal dasol bein abayim. However, in Yulai, this is actually teaching us the din bein gei the carbon pesach. The reason the pasuk had to say v'yichulam ish is in order to tell us that istrich leilum ute katan she'in lekayach likach b'shvil achirim liyaisi zachlam b'mekai. That is telling us that only a gadol could be zeicha for someone else, but a katan cannot be zeicha for others. The Gemara answers ahum ish lefi achlo nafka the din bein gei zchia. We learn from the next pasuk that says in pashas boy v'miyim adabais miyais miseh v'lokach hu shchena yakar vel beisa b'michsas nefashos ish lefi achlo techaisu alseh. And if we know that the only one that could go and be zeicha in a behemoth for others is only a gadol and not a katan. Therefore, from pasuk gimel that states dabra kol dasus olimo ba'esla chedish azeh v'yichlam ish sela beis of his sela bayis, we learn out the din of shlichus bein gei kachim. As we said, that even though he's a shutif in this carbon, however, in inyan lehecha the shayach, same inyan lehecha the shayach. And the Gemara continues about katan boyle the shayach says pesach al yachid the lechayir the pasuk v'yichlam ish sela beis of his sela bayis is coming to teach us the din that is brought in meseches pesachim. In the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Aleph in the name of Rabbi Yisi, if there is an individual who could finish an entire Korban Pesach, he could bring Korban Pesach even if he's not part of a group, and he could bring Korban Pesach even for Yochid. Since we learned this limud from Ishtalfi Achloi to Chaisu Alaseh, therefore it must be that the Pasuk Vichulam Ishtel Beisav is Selabais coming to teach us the din of Rabbi Yitzchak that Ishtzeicha Vilea Katan Zeicha, and therefore we don't have an extra Pasuk in order to teach us Shlichus by Kachim. The Gemara explains, Savlo Kamanda Omar, Rabbi Yenison must hold like the Manda Omar in Mesechtes Pesach. That argues Rabbi Yosi, as Rashi says that man the Omer is Rabbi Yehuda in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Tzadik Aleph, and he holds in Shechtas HaPesach al Yochid that you now let a Shechta Korban Pesach for Yochid. And as Rashi brings down, he learns it from the pasuk of Leisuchel Lizbeches HaPesach Ba'achad, and we learn out that he can't Shechta Korban Pesach for one person, and he can't do it B'Yochid. You have to be part of a group. Therefore, the fear of Yehuda, we do have two extra pesukim. We have the pasuk of Vichulam Ishsela Beisav Vesela Bayis. We also have the pasuk of Ishlefi Achle Techaisu Aseh. Therefore, the dinner of Yitzchak we learn from Ishlefi Achla to Chaisa al Aseh that is Zeicha Vlea Katan Zeicha, and from the Pasuk of Yichulam Ishsela Beisav Vesela Bayis, we learn out the din of Shlichus by Kachim, and even though he's a Shutif, but since we already had the Pasuk of Shachto, I said, Kocha al Dasol bin Abayim, and therefore we have two Psukim, therefore we state him, Ein Lehecha de Shayach, Tayo in Lehecha de Shayach, and Ein Tayo Zidu Maskel Ish Zeicha Vein Katan Zeicha, that Tayo Zbadav in Tayma Vlom Likra, why does Rabbi Yitzchak even need a Pasuk for this? Val Kai Milan, what we learned from Mesechtas Gittin, the Ein Yad Le Katan, that a cotton doesn't have a yad, and therefore certainly can't be kind for others. And Tesis explains, V'yesh leimel, the gali pesach istruch, that Rabbi Yitzchak had to teach us the din, but the gay karm pesach, the salka daitach, that you would have a hamina, hold the shaykh by achilus pesachim, and since a cotton is shaykh in achilus pesachim, v'tzarech lehimonis alav, and if he wants even karm pesach, he has to be appointed and be included in the group, the chsiv sela bayis, afilu cotton, ema aflachirim zacha, maybe he would have the power to be zeicha for others, at least b'negei karm pesach, kamash blan, that even b'negei karm pesach, only a gadol could be zeicha. And katan cannot be zeicha. The Gemara continues that we just explained that what the din of shlichus is known either from a mamitzin from gittin and from kachim, or based on the fact that it says the din of shlichus by gittin, chuma, and kachim. And the Gemara now is, of Gidol and Rav, Minayin she shluch shalom kamaisai, the lechur of Gidol said the name of Rav, now how do we know the din of shluch shalom kamaisai? Rav brings a pasuk from Pastor's Masai Shinem, as the pasuk states, v'nasi echo nasi echo mato, l'gabin inherited to Eretz Yisrael, that the Nesim was zeicha for every single person in the Shevet. Therefore we see that the Nesim were able to act as shluchim for every single member of the Shevet. And the Gemara is, typically shluchas me'acha, the why Rav Gidol and Rav learned the din of shluch shalom kamaisai from the Pasha of Benegay inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, if he should have learned from the Pasha of Gershin and the Pasha of Kochim. And the Gemara states, v'tizbra, the hashlichasu, how can you say Rav Gidol and Rav is learning the din of shlichas from this pasuk Benegay and Yushas Eretz, if ha'ktanim la b'nei shlichas nunu? Certainly there were ktanim that were being yoyrish different parts of Eretz Yisrael, and the choyer, how could the Nesim have been hashliach for ktanim? Kotin is not in the Pasha of shlichas, and a kotin can't appoint someone to be a shliach for him. Either this is because the Pasha of shlichas is learned from Gershin, and the pasuk says ki yikach ish, and therefore it's mashma that's only a gadol that's in the Pasha of shlichas. And if we learn the din of shlichas from Chuma, so we know that a kotin is not in the Pasha of making the nedarim, and therefore he's not in the Pasha of Chuma, and he's not in the Pasha of shlichas. And similarly, if we learn from Kochim, the pasuk states v'yichulhem ish sel beis avis, and therefore the pasuk says ish, and it comes to be ma'ir a kotin. Therefore, certainly it can't be that Rav Gidol said the name of Rav that the din of shluchas shalom kamaisai is learned from the Pasha of Nesiim and the Pasha of the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. Ella, ki hadu Rav Barav Huna, the Rav Barav Huna, Rav Gidol Rav, it must be that Rav Gidol Rav stated was nothing to do with shlichas, but he stated as follows, minayin shezach l'adam shaloi b'fonav, how do we know that Reuven wants to be zeich in something for Shimon, even if Shimon is not here, that he could do so, and even if Shimon did not appoint him as a shliach, is in regard to this din that Rav taught us, shenem, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Masei, v'nasi echad, nasi echad, that the Nesiim were able to be Zeicha on behalf of every single person in the Shevet. They were able to be Zeicha even on behalf of Tanim, and as Rashi says, the Tanim kishalei b'fanav damu, that since even if a katan would want to be a man of Nesiim as a shliach, they can't do so. Therefore, it's as if the Tanim would not hear, v'kimin nachla tzor tzchusi lehem, and since the nachla of the land of Eretz Yisrael was the tzchus for the Tanim, hoisechul kasam chaluka, therefore, based on the concept of zachla adam shalei b'fanav, their chaluka was considered a valid chaluka. The Gemara continues that how can you say that this is what Rav Gidol and Rav actually stated, and this is what he learned from the pasuk b'negei Yushas Haaretz of v'nasi echad nasi echad, but v'tizbara zechusi hachoy v'namiyaka. How can you say that this was certainly a zechus for every single person of Klal Yisrael, but l'maisa there could be a choy for some people, the ikud nichle b'har v'lei nichle b'beka, because when the Nesim was splitting up Eretz Yisrael, so some people of the Shevet may say that I didn't get what I wanted, as really I'd rather have mountainous areas, I didn't want to have a field in a valley, v'ikud nichle b'beka, and there's some people that would rather have a field in a valley, v'lei nichle b'har, and they didn't want property on top of a mountain. L'chayr, since there is a choyven val, so how can you say that we learn from here that there's a din of zachal adam shloi b'fanav if it wasn't necessarily a zechus? The Gemara therefore explains ve'ela k'dir Rav Barav Huna that l'chayr the dinner of Gidol and Rav actually stated was based on this other dinner of Rav Barav Huna taught us. The Rav Barav Huna, Rav Gidol, Rav minayin l'sem shabo lachal b'nichsei avim shabezda meimud le'abat petrapsas lachal v'lutzchayz. What is the makar that if you say m'tanan come to Bezdin and they tell Bezdin we want to split up the nechassim that our father left us, Bezdin will actually set up a trustee for each of the ketanim, and the trustees then have the ability to split up the estate of the father. In this way, even when the child is a katan, they will be able to split up the Yerusha. And in addition, that let's say the children have some sort of a dintera to go to, then the trustee has the power to go to the dintera on their behalf, and he could do so if it's for their detriment or for their benefit. And the Gemara right away asks, Loch of Amai, how can you say that we'll appoint the trustee in order to do something that will be detrimental to the children? And the Gemara answers, Ella Loch of Amnaslis, guys. Certainly they have to go to the court in order to be zeicha for them, in order to try to benefit the Yisaimim and to make sure the outcome is a positive one for them. Lemaisa, ultimately, if it comes out that it'll be to their detriment, then it'll still be a valid entire Masha Asu, whatever the trustee did would be valid. How does Rav notice then? Tamaloima, he knows it for the Pasuk and Masai that states, V'nasi echa, nasi echa, mimata tikachu. We see that in the scene we're able to split up Yerusha Sa'aretz, even for Ketanim, and even though there's Ikka de Nichalei Bahar, V'lei Nichalei Bebika, and Ikka de Nichalei Bebika, V'lei Nichalei Bahar, and even so it was a valid Chalukah. We therefore see that there's a concept, number one, that Zachal Adam Shalei Befanav, and number two, that we see that when someone is trying to be Zeich with someone, as long as their intent is to benefit that person, then even though ultimately there may come some sort of a detriment to them as well, it will still be a valid Zechiyah. And ultimately, the Gemara answers the original question that when Gidol and Rav taught us this din, he wasn't teaching us from the Pasuk of Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Mimata, anything regarding Shlichas, because certainly he can't be teaching us a din of Shlichas, as Kanam and Lab Neshlichas Nenu, and therefore it must be this pasuk is coming to teach us dinim that are relevant to Zechiah. L'chore, as we know, there's a shayla if the din of Zechiah is mitam shlichas or not mitam shlichas, and it's mashmur from our Gemara that the din of Zechiah has nothing to do with the din of shlichas, as that's why even though shlichas doesn't work for a katan, but Zechiah can work for a katan. And our Gemara continues. Rav Nachman of Mashmuel, Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, Yisayim Shabo Lachlik B'nichsei Abim, if Yisayim come to Bezin in order to split up the estate of their father, Bezin Mamidlem Apotropos, then Bezin will appoint for each one of them an apotropos, a trustee, will burn them chelik yafa, and that apotropos job will be to choose the proper chelik and the best chelik for the person that he's representing and for that katan. However, once they get older, then according to Shmuel, each katan still has the opportunity to be meicha and say that I'm not happy with my portion, and they would have to go and restart the chalukah. However, Rav Nachman Dideyama, Rav Nachman himself actually argues on his Rebbe Shmuel, and he says, since Bezin appointed these trustees, therefore, even when these ketanim get older, they can't be meicha. Then came makir Bezin Yafa. As if so, what will be the great power of Bezin that they will appoint these trustees if ultimately we can overturn any decisions that the trustee makes? And keep in mind, as machlekes rishonim, when the Gemara stated Yisayim Shabo Lachle Benichse Abim, if we're talking about Yisayim who are gedolim that want to split up the estate of their father, they also have brothers who at that point are ketanim, and they come to Bezin and they say that even though we have brothers who are ketanim, we still want to split up the Yerusha at this point, and therefore Bezin will be Maimon Lehman Apotropos. However, if all the brothers would be ketanim, then we would not do so, and this is the sheet of the Rambam. However, from Rashi, as well as other Rishonim, it's mashma that even if the ketanim themselves would come and say we want to split up our estate, they could do so, and it would be Maimon Lehman Apotropos. Although it's not a sugya, let's just point out that Tais discusses in Divrei Maskil Yisayim Shabo, as well in Tais of Bayin Lam Chelik Yafa, what would happen if one of the brothers says that I don't want this to happen, and he's meichah that he doesn't want any trustees to be appointed. I need Taisus. And also Taisus points out in Divrei Maskil Bayin Lam Chelik Yafa that there's machlekes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that even though the Gemara states Bayin Lam Chelik Yafa, it doesn't mean that they choose to do so, and they don't have to go through any appraisal process or any girl. However, Taisus says that certainly there was a girl and there was an appraisal done as well. And although at the beginning of Taisus he brought the sheet of the Ri who is Chelik Rabbeinu Tam, however, in the last line of Taisus says V'shuv Hoyd Ri L'Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, that eventually Ri was masking to the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. Gemara continues that Rav Nachman just stated that he argues on his Rebbe Shmuel, and he said Im Ki Makrech Bezin Yafa, and the Gemara asks Umi Yes Rav Nachman Im Ki Makrech Bezin Yafa, is it true that Rav Nachman holds as the Sfarah Im Ki Makrech Bezin Yafa? But Tam, but we have a Mishnah Masech Skubas that states Shuma Diyan Shepichsu Shtus Are Yisir Shtus Mechrim Batal, and Rashi explains that what is the Mishnah that they're referring to, Shuma Diyanim Sheshamu Nichsei Leiv L'Malva Shleib B'fnei Lava, that the case over there was that Bezin went to evaluate and appraise a piece of personal property that was not real estate, and the buyer wasn't there, Oy Shleim Midaita, who didn't know about the appraisal, Meshum Leihav Tzayizina, because he wasn't listening to Bezin and he wasn't coming to Din Torah. Tanakama states that if Bezin makes a mistake and they devalue the property by a Shtus, or they overappraise the property by a sixth, then the Mechira would be Batal, and the Din of Eino would apply. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amar Mechron Kayim, however, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues in Tanakama, and he says that since Bezin were the ones who evaluated and appraised this property, therefore the Mechira would be valid, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Im Ki Makayach Bezin Yafa, V'Amar Rav Huna Bachin, V'Amar Rav Nachman, and over there Rav Nachman said, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, the Halacha follows the Tanakama, and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore we see that he doesn't hold the Svara of Im Ki Makayach Bezin Yafa, and how could it be that Rav Nachman said over here that Rav Nachman Deyama, Im Igdilu Inim Yichayim Lumchais, Im Ki Makayach Bezin Yafa, and L'chir he doesn't hold the Svara in Masechtas Ksubis. And the Gemara continues, Loi Kasher, that it's not a steer from the words of Rav Nachman, Had Tov, V'Had Le Tov, as when Rav Nachman said his din, that Yisrael Mishabo Lach L'B'nichse Abiyam, that Bezim Midlam Apotropos, of Berlim Chaylok Yafa, Rav Nachman stated, Im Igdilu Inim Chaylok Lumchais, Dim Kin Makayach Bezin Yafa, that's because Bezin did not make any mistake in procedure and did not make any mistake in evaluating the properties. Therefore, certainly, we're not allowed his child, once he becomes a gadol, to go and overturn the Maisa of Bezin. However, since in the Mishnah Maseches Ksubos, we're talking about where Bezin made a mistake and they overvaluated or they undervaluated a piece of property by a shtus, therefore, according to Rav Nachman, that would not be a chesaron of Makayach Bezin Yafa, as it's proper to go and overturn that Mechira and make sure that people get their proper value based on the fact that Bezin actually made a mistake. And by saying that this Mechira should be bottled, that's not devaluating Bezin in anyone's eyes, as people realize that at some point Bezin can make a mistake, and if so, the din would be that Mechron bottle. The Gemara continues at that Mem Bezin Bez. Beis Idlei Tohu, if you're telling us in the first case that the Gemara brought, where there's a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Shmuel, is talking about a case where Bezdin did not make any mistake, so how could it be that Shmuel says that once a Kotel becomes a Gadol, he could be Meicha, if L'Chayr there's nothing to Meicha about, as no one made a mistake, and they gave proper value to each of the children. And the Gemara explains, that in Chanami, once this Kotel becomes a Gadol, could come to Bezdin, and he could protest that he doesn't feel that he got a proper sada, that although he got exactly the right value and there was no mistake done, however, Zok Rashi, Mishnaf Lechil Bidarim, if Reuven received the part of the estate on the south, it's possible that Reuven will say, Neuch Lechil Bitzofrin, that would be better if I got my portion on the north, Shahis Lesham Sada Smuchala Shinaf Lemeimai, because maybe he got a different Yerusha that came from his mother, and that sada was close by to the northern sada, and therefore he wants to make sure that he has two sadas which are contiguous to each other, and therefore Shmuel holds that even though based on value there was no actual mistake, however once this Yosef gets older he could go to Bezin and he could be Meicha and he could protest and he could overturn the original decision of these trustees and he could demand that another Chalukah should take place. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman states, Ha'achin Shechalku, if brothers split up their estate of the father, Harein Kalukuchais, we consider that the brothers are buying their Sadeis and buying their Chalik from each other and therefore all the standard dinim of Aina would apply and therefore Pachas Mishtos Nikna Mekach, if they only made a mistake and they devalued or they overvalued a piece of property by a shtus, then the mekach would be konoi and no one could be chayza. Yes, al shtus, if it was more than a shtus, then batel mekach, then there would be bitel mekach, and the shayla, could you go and decide to return the money and it would be considered a valid mekach or not? However, shtus, konoi machsayna, certainly if it's exactly the six, then it would be considered a valid kinyan. However, the one that received more value than the other would have to return that value, as that is a standard din when someone overcharges someone by exactly a shtus, by exactly a sixth. The Gemara continues, Amr Rava, that Rava stated, Hoda Amrit, Pachs Mishtus Nikna Mechach, that this that Rav Nachman stated, that Pachs Mishtus would be Nikna Mechach, Loyamaran El Lishavi Shliach, that is only if he didn't appoint a Shliach in order to make this Chalukah, Av Lishavi Shliach, but if he set aside a Shliach in order to make the Chalukah, the Matze Amale, the Skuna Shavsich, Veloy Lafsi, then he could tell the Shliach that I sent you in order to make things better and not to make things worse, and therefore, even if he overcharged or undercharged by a shtus, and it wasn't an exact halukah, then he could still tie it to mekach tois. And Rava continued, v'hoda amrit yasim shtus batal mekach, regarding the din that you stated that if it would be more than a shtus, then the mekach would be batal, lo yamaran, lo yama niflikum b'shumah de beidina, this was only stated if they didn't originally state that we want this halukah to be done in a similar fashion to the way that Bezdin would do so, and we would get three appraisers to evaluate this property, avl oma niflikum b'shumah de beidina, mechun kayim, however they originally said that we want to get three people to evaluate the property, and the din should be just like a Bezdin went and evaluated property and they split up this property, then since a Bezdin would actually go and do an evaluation, then the din would be that it's Mechun Kayim. Therefore, over here also, the din is that the Mechir would be Kayim. And Rashi explains that what is the basis for this din of Rava, the Kayim Melanchor of Shimon Gamliel, because we hold like the Shita of Shimon Gamliel that we saw on Membezim and Aleph, and we saw that Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah Masechet Ksubis argues on Tana Kama, and he stated in the case of Shema Dayanim, Shepichsei Shtus, or Yisir Shtus, that Mechun Kayim, as in K, Makayach Bezdin Yofa. Rashi clearly points out that although at the last line of Daf Mem Bezim and Aleph, Rav Huna Bar Chinna stated in the name of Rav Nachman that Halacha Kedubei Chachamim and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Rava argues on his Rebbe and he holds that Halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. And keep in mind that L'Chiri and our Gemara, even if they didn't go to Bezin and the Bezin wasn't the one that appraised it and they just took three people in order to do this appraisal, or possibly even if they didn't do any appraisal and the brother just said that when they do this Chalukah, it should be as if Bezin went and appraised it and the Dinim should follow whatever the din would be regarding Bezin. And Rav is teaching us that they accepted upon themselves whatever the outcome would be, and therefore the Mechir would be Kayim. And as the Gemara now brings the Makar of Rav, the Tanan that is based on the Mishnah we just had on Daf Mem Bezim and Aleph, and as we pointed out from Rashi, that Shema Diyanim, Shepichsa Shtus, Ayisir Shtus, Mechun Batal, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oyma Mechun Kayim, Rav is following the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara continues, V'hoda Amrit, Shtus Kono, Machsayino, and Rav states to Rav Nachman that this that you said, that if there would be a mistake based on the Shtus, then the din would be that they would be koina, but they have to return the ina. La'amaran, but metaltli, this was only stated b'negeya any nechassim that was splitting, which was metaltlin where ina applies. Al makakoi ina nol kakois, and since we have a cloud that ina nol kakois, therefore ina would not apply, and therefore the din would be that it would be koina, and you would not have to return ina. And Rashi explains the ina ksiv ben the ina stated b'negeya metaltlin as the pasuk states ikona miyad misecha al tainu dova niknu miyad liyad, and the only time that ina applies is only on something that's konu miyad, which is referring to metaltli, Nodin and not the Kaka. And L'chayr, from this Gemara, it's mashmur that the only time that we say that a Nod doesn't apply B'negei Kaka is only if the Nod would be exactly a Shtus. However, it would be more than a Shtus, then L'chayr, the Din of a Nod would apply. And the Ritva is bothered that L'chayr, how can you say the Din of a Nod would apply by Kaka at all if the Pasuk that we just mentioned of Kana Miyadim Mesecha teaches that a Nod only applies to B'tatlin, and L'chayr, it should never apply to the Din of Kaka, I and Shum. Gemara continues with Makakoy Leah Maran, all the Poly B'levoy, that the only time that we said B'negei Kaka, that Ein I know the Kakois, and I know would not apply, that it's only if you made a mistake based on appraised value, or someone cheated someone based on value. However, the Gemara explains that with Poly B'mishchasa, if someone made a mistake while dividing the inheritance and dividing property between Shutfim or between brothers, and they made a mistake based on actual measurement, for example, each brother was supposed to get 1 acre of land, and it turns out that one brother got less, and certainly the Din of Einah even applies B'negei Kaka. And the story regarding this din is that L'chayr, the reason why Einah doesn't apply to Kaka is because Kaka is something that could be appraised in different ways, and therefore people understand that it can't be an exact appraisal B'negei Kaka. However, since it's possible to get an exact measurement, therefore if making a mistake in measuring a piece of Kaka, the Din of Einah would certainly apply. The Gemara explains Kidraba that this is going like the Shita of Rabba or some Agaris Kidraba, the Amar Rabba or the Amar Rava called anything which is being split based on a measurement or based on a weight or based on a count, and even if the mistake would be less than a shtus, then it doesn't make a difference if it's metaltan or if it's kaka, then it is that it could be chayza. And as Rashi says, that's not like other anois where we learn in Masechet Bar Metzia that if it's less than a sixth, then everyone will be meichel. And certainly over there, a person can't evaluate and can't get the exact value of something, and therefore you'll be meichel. Have a toy b'mida, toyisu, but again, making a mistake in measurement, that's an actual mistake. And certainly in that case, it doesn't make a difference if it's metalton or if it's kaka, a person would not be meichel. The Gemara continues that we just learned that shlucha shel adam kamaisai, and the Gemara now will teach us that although generally we say the din of shlucha shel adam kamaisai, however, in shliach l'dva arveira, as b'hod d'tnan, as we learned in Mishnah Masechet Baba Kama, hashlech z'be'ir b'yad cher shev v'katon, Reuven sends a fire in the hand of a cher shaita v'katon, which are not b'nei das, potter b'dina adam v'chai b'dina shemayim, so Reuven will be potter b'dina adam and chai b'dina shemayim, because he was only gerim this hezek, he didn't cause this hezek b'yadayim, and therefore, as the din is b'negei or grandma, the grandma b'nizak is potter b'dina adam v'chai b'dina shemayim, and certainly the cher shaita v'katon will also be potter, as then b'nei das, and the Mishnah continues, shilach b'yad pikech, if Reuven sends the fire in the hand of Shimon, who's a pikech, pikech chayev, then Shimon will be chayev. And the Gemara asks, why should Shimon be chayev? Name a shluchah shel adam kamaisai, since Shimon is a shliach of Reuven, so it should be as if Reuven created this damage, and therefore Reuven should be chayev. And the Gemara answers, shani hasan the in shliach l'dva aveira, that meaning divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaymin, that there's a svara b'negein aveira, Reuven tells someone to do something, then certainly he shouldn't listen to Reuven, as he knows he has to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he shouldn't go and do that aveira, and then we don't have the klal of shluch shel adam kamaisai. And the Rishonim explain, it's because Reuven could really say to Shimon that I didn't think that you'd listen to me, as I thought you'd listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know how mean that you go and take this fire and go and burn down someone's field. And therefore, at this point in the Gemara, we have a cloud, the Shluchah Shel Adam Kamaisai. However, we qualified this and we said that once there's an Aveira involved, then there's a Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymim, and therefore, in Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And the Gemara asks, B'hod D'tnan, B'lamais, we have a Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah that tells us that even though someone performs the Aveira of Me'ilah, that the din of shlichus does apply, and we don't say the klal of in shlich varvera, as the Mishnah there tells us shlich shlo asher shchusay shlich mal. If Reuven has money of hegdish and he doesn't realize that this belongs to hegdish, and he tells his friend Shimon to go and buy something for him using this money, then the din is that if Shimon goes and uses this money, but he doesn't purchase what Reuven asked him for, and he purchases something else, then since the shlich did not act as per shlichus, therefore the shlich would be mal. However, asher shchusay balabayis mal, if the shlich performed the shlichus exactly the way Reuven asked him to do it, then Reuven would be mal, and we see that that shluchah shel adam kamaisai, even though there's an aveir involved, and therefore the Gemara asks, ki asher shluchus le balabayis mi mal, that we said that where Shimon goes and performs the shlichus exactly the way Reuven asked him to do so, then Reuven would be mal. Amai, how could it be that Reuven would be mal? Neima in shlichah dvar avera. Why do we say it klal that in shlichah dvar avera? And the Gemara answers that although it's true that generally we say that in shlichah dvar avera, however shani mi'ilah is different. The yalfal chet chet mitchuma, as we have a gzeir shava of chet chet from the din of chuma, and as we know, the pasuk states b'negei me'ilah in Pashas Tzav nefesh kisim amal v'chotu b'shkogo mikotche Hashem. And b'negei someone that eats chum b'shoigig, the pasuk says b'shamrus mishmati v'lo yisu lov chet u'mesu b'y ki chalu ani Hashem mekadosham. And as Rashi explains that since we know that many dinim me'ila learn from chuma from the gzeir shav of chet chet, therefore as the Gemara now continues machum mashu shliach, therefore we continue using the gzeir shav and we learn out just like b'negei chuma we learned before from gam atem that you're allowed to use the shliach af me'ila mashu shliach. Therefore b'negei me'ila the din of the shliach will work even though it's a dvar avera. Rashi points out that how do we know b'negei the din of me'ila that the baal bais will be more on the reisdik level and zok Rashi because we know he's baby kar me'ila and therefore certainly if he wouldn't be chayiv on me'ila deraisa, he wouldn't be able to bring a korban to the Azara. And also, of course, the most glaring question in this sugya is the question that Taisus brings and all the Rishonim discuss. And l'chayr, how does the Gemara ask a question from me'ila b'negeir din of in shliach l'dvar aveira? L'chayr, the whole din of me'ila is only when someone performs the action b'shoigeg. And if so, since in this case, the baal bayis as well as the shliach did not know that this money was hegdish and didn't know that it belonged to hegdish, so l'chayr, we don't have the sfera of divrei arav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaymin, and l'chayr, the din of in shliach l'dvar aveira certainly should apply to the din of me'ila, and we don't even need exir shav of chet chet mitruma, as l'chayr, it is not even a case of in shliach l'dvar aveira. And Ayin Taisa, where he brings a case that the sfera of divrei arav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaymin would apply b'negei me'ila, and that is what this mishnah is referring to. And the Gemara continues that l'chayr, the whole reason why we said that in shliach l'dvar aveira is based on the sfera of divrei arav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaymin, but l'maisa v'neil v'mina, now that we have a pasuk b'negei me'ila that teaches us that there is a din of shliach l'dvar aveira and there's a din of shluch shel adam kamaisa b'negei me'ila, l'chayr we should now learn from the din of me'ila that the din of shluch shel adam kamaisa even applies b'makom aveira. And the Gemara answered mishum to have a me'ila shluch yad shtei ksuv abank echad, because the din of me'ila and the din that we find b'negei shluch yad are two psukim that come together v'chol shtei ksuv abank echad ein melamdin. And as we know, there's a klal that if there's a din where the Torah could have taught us that din one time and we didn't have to teach us our second time, by the fact that Torah tells us our second time the same din, it must be the Torah is telling us that this din is a special din b'negei these two items, and you can't go and apply it to other places in the Torah. And therefore, although b'negei me'ila as well as b'negei shluch yad, as we'll see in a moment, the din is that shluch shalom kamaisai, even though it's b'makom aveira, however, we can't learn that to call Torah kula, and therefore b'negei the rest of the Torah, we have the sfera divrei arav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaymim, and we say that in shliach l'dvar aveira. And the Gemara now explains me'ila hadam maran that the pasuk b'negei me'ila is the pasuk of chet chet mitruma, which teaches us that b'negei me'ila we say shluch shalom kamaisa even makom avera and shlichus yad mai. And where do we find that the concept of shlichus applies even by an avera like shlichus yad? And the Gemara brings the tanya as we learned in the brisa b'negei the pasuk in pashim mishpatim that speaks about a shem mechinam. And let us read two psukim in pashim mishpatim perchav beis pasuk zayin ches, and the pasuk states im lo yimotze agana v'nikur bal bayis el olim im lo yisholach yodim im lechzer e'eu. And then the pasuk states al kol dva pesha al shor al chamor al sal salmo al kol aveda shir ima ki uzeh ad olim yavid vashreim ashi yashin al him yishalam shtayim l're'eu. And as we all know that if someone is a shem mechinam, then the din is that they're potter from any gnev v'aveda as long as they make a shvuas ha-shemim. However, if the shem mechinam goes and uses the object that was placed by him in trust that he will not use it and he was only considered a shemah, then at that point, once he was sholach b'yad, then the din is that he even mechayiv on ointzin. And as we'll see in a moment, his machlek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if the din would be that if a shem mechinam thought that he will use this item and he didn't actually go and use the item, would he already be chayiv b'ointzin, or is only once he actually goes and uses the item, and not if he just thinks that he's going to use it, or if he says to someone that I'm about to go and use this item, even though I'm only a shomer. And as the Braisa teaches us, al kol dva pesha, that since the pasuk says that you'll be chayiv on dva pesha, even something that you say, so Beis Shammai says l'chayiv al machshav k'maisa, this teaches us that a person will be chayiv even a machshav to be mishalech b'yad, and even if he only says that I'm going to go and do an action and be shalech b'yad, and at that point the shomer chinam will already be chayiv b'intin. However, Beis Hillel imrim ain't chayiv at shishav b'yad. Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai, says the only way you'll be chayiv b'intin is only once you actually go and you shalach b'yad. Shinama meloi shalach yodim melechas yireo. And the Braisa continues. Amr Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, "Valik v'nama kol dva pesha." And Amr Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, "Valik v'nama meloi shalach yodim melechas yireo." And Amr Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, "Im kein al kol dva pesha lamli." So now Beis Shammai asked the original question Beis Hillel. The L'chayr the pasuk says al kol dva pesha. So what would you use that pasuk for? And Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai, "Shiyachol ein le'alhu," that you may think that the only time that Shem Chinam will be chayev in Einzin is only if he actually goes and uses that item and he's actually shalach yadir b'mlechs re'eu. However, Amal Abdi Shluchim in Ayin, how do you know if Reuven tells tells an Eved or Shliach to go and be Shliach B'yad, and the Shliach does so, how do we know that he'll be still be Chayiv? Tamalayma Akol Dva Pesha. We learn it from the Lashon of Akol Dva Pesha, that even if he only goes and tells someone to go and be Shliach B'yad, and even though it's only a Diba Ba'alma, he's still going to be Chayiv in Oinsin, even though it's his Shliach, as Shluchah Shel Adam K'maysai, and even though the Shem Chinim had no right to use this item, and therefore he's doing it Issa. Clearly we see, but again, the din of Shliach Yad, that the din is that Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and therefore we see two different places in the Torah where the Torah tells us that Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, once by Me'ilah and once by Shliach Yad, and therefore at least L'Fi Beisil we see that Me'ilah and Shliach Yad are Shtek Su'im Ba'on Kechad, and Chol Shtek Su'im Ba'on Kechad, Eim Al-Adnan. But the Gemara continues, Hanich L'Beisil, this makes sense according to Beisil, they use the words of Akol Dvar Pesha to teach us that Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, in the case of Shliach Yad, but according to Beishamai, that taught us that the words that Kol Dvar Pesha is teaching us that even if Hashem Echinim did not take any action and was not Shalach Yadoi Mamish B'Melechus Re'eyu, but only thought or only said to his friend that he will go and be Shalach Yadoi, that he would still be Chayiv. L'fi Beishamai, we don't have a makar that we say that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by the case of Shliach Yad, and therefore, as the Gemara continues, Daf Mem Gimel Manav, Neilof Minei, L'Chayu, all we have at this point is the Pasuk in the game Me'ilah that teaches us that even though Me'ilah is an Aveira, but there's still the din that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira b'negei Me'ilah, and l'chayu we should learn from Me'ilah l'chol ter kula that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and we shouldn't go based on the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. And quite possibly at this point of the Gemara could have stated that Beishamai actually holds that b'chol ter kula we do hold that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. However, the Gemara felt that Beishamai doesn't argue on this side, and everyone agrees that b'chol ter kula ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and therefore the Gemara wants to know how does Beishamai notice. The Gemara answers Mishum to have Me'ilah tficha. That since we find b'negei me'ilah that the din of yesh shliach l'dvar avera, and as we'll see in a moment that we also know b'negei tficha mechira that yesh shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore the shtei ksuah amvon kechad, the chol shtei ksuah amvon kechad ein melamdin. Therefore, even Beis Shammai says that we can't learn the din of yesh shliach l'dvar avera from the case of me'ilah or for tficha mechira, and therefore at this point we have the svara of divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimim that teach us that in shliach l'dvar avera. And the Gemara continues that where do we see that the din of yesh shliach l'dvar avera b'negei me'ilah and Tficha Mechira, and the Gemara explains Me'ilah Hadamaran, Me'ilah we saw from the Gzeir Shav of Chet Chet Mitruma, that the din of Shlichas applies to Me'ilah even though it's an Avera, and therefore we see that Yesh Shlichas Var Avera B'negei Me'ilah. And the Gemara now asks Tficha Mechira Ma'i, where do we see B'negei Tficha Mechira that the din of Yesh Shlichas Var Avera applies, and therefore the Shtiksu and Bon Kechad and Kol Shtiksu and Bon Kechad Eim Alamdin. And the Gemara will now bring three Makaris for this din, and let's just explain that if Reuven goes and steals an animal from Shimon, and then he either shechs that animal or he sells that animal to someone else, then instead of being chayiv kefil, he'll be chayiv dal v'hei. And the Gemara will now prove that even if Reuven is not the one that actually shechs the animal or sells the animal, and he gives this over to a shliach to do so for him, then even so, Reuven will be chayiv dal v'hei. And Amar Rava, Rava explains as Amar Kra, the pasuk b'degei tficha mechira says utfacha ay mechari, and therefore we compare the din of tficha to the din of mechira. Ma mechira al idei acha, just like b'degei mechira, it's a transaction between two parties, and therefore it has to be a second party involved, at ficha alidei acha, also b'negei shchita, even if there's a second party involved, and even if you give over this action to a shliach, Reuven would still be chayiv for tficha mechira, and he'll still be chayiv dal v'hei, and you see from here that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira b'negei tficha mechira. And the Gemara brings a second makara, as the Be'er Rishmol Tana oy l'rabbi says shliach, that since the pasuk has said l'tfachoi u'mecharei, and it says l'oshin oy, therefore from the extra word, we learn out that with ma'abar shliach b'negei tficha mechira, we learn out yesh shliach l'dvar aveira b'negei tficha mechira. The Gemara brings a third makar as the Bechiskiya Tana and the Yeshiva of Chiskiya they learn Tachas al Rabbis Hashliach, as since the pasuk says Kiyignav Ishar Isa Utvacha Oy Mecharei Chamisha Baki Yisham Tachas Hashar Va'abot Tzoyin Tachas Hashar, and it says Loshen Tachas twice, as Rashi says the Chab Minau Yisiru, one is extra Vidorish, and therefore we dash in Rabbi Shemina Shliach Tachtav Litboya Chayiv Aganav, that if Reuven is Memana Shliach to go and shech this animal in his place, then Reuven will still be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Even though generally we say that in shliach l'dvar avera, however b'negei tficha mechira, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore even according to Beis Shammai, we find two places where the Torah teaches us that yesh shliach l'dvar avera once by me'ilah and once by tficha mechira, and v'chol shtei ksuvim v'mon kechad ein melamdin. And therefore, regarding any other din in the Torah, we go based on a svara of divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimin, and we say that in shliach l'dvar avera, and we'll stop over here.